Mesach Nagam Perak Dalet Mishnah Gimel Yech Beseir Lavan Masha Ein Bemichya Yech Bemichya Masha Ein Beseir Lavan. We find chumrah stringency by the simetuma of white hairs in the nega that we don't find by the simetuma of michya, healthy skin inside the nega. And so too vice versa. There are stringency by the simetuma of michya that is not found by the simetuma of seir lavan. What are the stringency that we find by seir lavan that we don't find by michya? So seir lavan mitame bishchen uva michva. Seir lavan would be a simetuma and would be mitame if it is found in a nega that's in a boil or a burn. As opposed to a michya is not a simetuma. In a nega that is found in a boil or a burn, it's only a simetuma in a nega that's found on regular skin. Bimichunas uva mifuzar. Seir lavan is a simetuma, whether the two white hairs are next to each other, or whether one white hair is on one side of the nega and the other white hair is on the other side of the nega. As opposed to the simetuma of michya, the minimum size for a michya to be a simetuma is ke'adash, or the size of a lentil, and the michya has to be in one place to be considered a simetuma. Bimivutzar ushalo bimivutzar. And seir lavan is a simetuma whether it's mivutzar, meaning to say that it's the middle of the nega surrounded by the nega, or whether it's not in the middle of the nega, it's not surrounded by the nega, it's on the side of the nega. Even so, it would be a simetuma, as opposed to the simetuma of michya, it has to be inside the nega, surrounded by the nega, it can't be to the side. Yesh b'michya. There are stringency that we find by the simetuma of michya that we don't find by the simetuma of seir lavan. Sha'michya mitame b'karachas u'v'gabachas. The michya is a simetuma if it is found in a nega, in the karachas of the gabachas, in the bald scalp or forehead. As opposed to seir lavan, it would not be considered a simetuma if it was found in a nega, in the karachas or the gabachas. Hafucha, ushalo hafucha. Another stringency that we find by michya, that michya is a simetuma whether it's hafucha or not. Hafucha means that originally, when the nega appeared, there was no michya, and only after that part of the nega turned into a michya, healthy skin appeared in the nega. And so too, michya is a simetuma if it's not hafucha, that the healthy skin was there the whole time. And when the nega appeared, it appeared with healthy skin in the middle. As opposed to seir lavan, in the case of not hafucha, it would not be a simetuma. If the seir lavan was there before the nega appeared, in such a case, the seir lavan would not be considered a simetuma. Seir lavan is only a simetuma if it appears after the nega had already appeared. Umakeves is a hoife kuloi lavan. Another stringency that we find by michya is that michya would stop somebody who turned completely white from being tar. As a dinit, that if a nega spreads over somebody's entire body, that would be a simentara, and he would be tar. But if, originally when the nega appeared, it appeared with a michya inside of it, only after that, the nega spread over his entire body, in such a case, he would not be tar. As a michya stops him from being tar, since the nega has a michya in it, even if it spreads over his entire body, he is tameh. As opposed to, say, a lava, if a nega spreads over somebody's entire body, and he has white hairs in the nega, that would not stop him from being tar. In such a case, since the nega spread over his entire body, that would be a simetara, and he would be tar. The final chumrah that we find by michya that we don't find by seir lavan is that michya is mitame no matter what appearance it has. As michya simply means healthy skin, so no matter what color his skin is, that would be a simetuma. As opposed to seir lavan is only a simetuma if it's white. If the seir is any other color, it would not be a simetuma. Mesachet Nagam Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet Shtei Saros Ikar and Mashchev Arosh on Malbin Tor. Two white hairs in a nega, the simetuma would cause the person to be tamei mukha, decisively tamei. Now if the two hairs in the nega are black by the roots, even if they're white by the tips, it would not be a simetuma and he would be tar, meaning to say he would not be tamei mukha, this would not be a simetuma. Ikar and Malbin Arosh on Mashchev Tamei. But if the two hairs in the nega were white by the roots, even though the tips are black, it would be a simetuma, and he would be tamei mukhla. Tamei yehei belav nunis. How long do the white part of the hair have to be? A nega that has two saros in the nega, and the two saros by the roots are white, and the tips are black. How long do the white part of the hair have to be? Rabbi Meir, Aimer Kosu. Rabbi Meir says, even if they're only white for the tiniest amount, and then immediately it is black until the top, it's still considered a simetuma. Rabbi Shimon, Aimer Kidei Likroi Tzvizuk. Rabbi Shimon says the white part of the hair has to be long enough to cut off with the scissors. If the hairs are white by the root, but the white part of the hair is not long enough to cut with the scissors, in such a case, it would not be a simetuma. Now, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon agree that the hair has to be long enough to cut with the scissors. That which Rabbi Meir says, that kol shu is enough, he's referring to the white part of the hair. If the white part of the hair is a kosher, that's enough, as long as the hair in its entirety is enough to cut with the scissors. While Rabbi Shimon holds, the white part of the hair has to be enough to cut with the scissors. If the hair was only one by the root, but it's split towards the top into two hairs, so now it looks like two hairs. The person is tar, this would not be a simen tumah, as at least two white hairs is required to be considered a simen tumah. And in this case, even though towards the top it's split into two hairs, since in the bottom by the root it's only one hair, this is not a simen tumah, and he is tar, he would not be tameh mukhlah. Baharis ubo seir lavan o seir shachor tame. A baharis. Somebody has a neg on his skin. That's a shade of white of a baharis. Or it's any other shade of white that's considered a neg. And it has white hairs. And white hairs is a simen tumor. But it also has black hairs. As a mafoshim, agoris not o seir shachor, the agoris instead u seir shachor. That the neg had white hairs and it also had black hairs. In such a case, he would be tame. Even if the neg is exactly kigris. It's the minimum size to be considered a nega. And it has both white hairs and black hairs. He would be tamei mukhlat. And choshim shema miet makom se'ar shachar etha beheres mifnei she'en bo mamash. We don't have to suspect that since the nega has black hairs, the black hairs diminish the size of the nega. We're talking about a nega which is the minimum size. It's only kigris. And maybe since there are black hairs in the nega, those black hairs diminish the size of the nega. Now the nega is less than the minimum size, so he would not be tummy. The Mishnah tells us, do not suspect that that's the case. And as the black hairs are insignificant, we don't pay attention to the black hairs at all. And since he has a nega the size of a grit, and there are also white hairs in the nega, and the white hairs are a simen tumah, he is tummy mukhlat. Even though there are also black hairs in the nega, that does not change the